This monument to Grant, done by the sculptors Daniel Chester French and Edward Clark Potter, was really a major monument for Philadelphia. They were both experts at what they did. Potter had a real expertise in rendering horses, and French's strength really laid in the way he would be able to render the human.
The combination of the dark mass of the horse and Grant on top of that very tall pedestal has an incredible power. My name is Richard Torchia, and I'm director of Arcadia University Art Gallery in Glenside. And I also have a practice as an artist.
And I'm Dennis Montagna. I'm an historian in the Philadelphia Region Office of the National Park Service. I work both with the interpretation of outdoor sculpture as well as with the conservation of sculptural monuments. For a young sculptor in the mid-1870s, Daniel Chester French had a very significant career early on. He was already getting major commissions.
And if you look very closely at the sculpture, you see Grant peering off in the distance. And that's a nice touch. I'm Bill McFeely. I'm an American historian. I've written a biography of Ulysses S. Grant. Grant had a wonderful sense of the whole Civil War, what was going on all across the whole continent when he was in command of all of the armies during the war.
So this is really a portrait not only of the person, but of the role that they played as well.
The first thing I noticed about the sculpture, I think, was the shadow it cast. Because I commute via Kelly Drive, and typically in the morning, I would see the shadow of Grant and the horse cast against this hill. You know, with the shadow, there's always this sort of causative step backwards to think, well, what is projecting that image? I like to speculate that it's not a sculpture, but that it's actually a real figure on a horse that somehow is magically there. And it's almost like Grant has come down from being inside the park to stand on Kelly Drive.
In 1899, when this monument was created, people paid much closer attention to the memorials, and they paid very close attention to how people were being shown.
Well, right after the war, Ulysses S. Grant was a hero. In a word, he won the war. But Grant was actually not a great towering general by any means. He was a very small man, only about 5'7", 140 pounds. He was never a general on horseback. Yes, he rode well, but you did not think of him as leading a great victory march. He wasn't that sort of a general at all. When this statue was erected in 1899, 30 years after the war, Daniel Chester French was making a new Grant, creating someone who was someone who came by with his little boy in the park and pointed to him, would say, "See, that's the great General Grant." But what they'd be seeing is a more elegant guy than I think he thought of himself as being, and a far more dignified gentleman than he likely actually was.